Many businesses across New Hampshire are closed right now because of the coronavirus pandemic, but some are busier than ever. Birthing centers, small midwife-led facilities, are getting inundated with calls from expectant parents. They're worried that the hospital will no longer be a safe place to deliver their baby, so they're looking to change their birth plan. But all these new patients are putting a strain on midwives as they try to maintain a more personalized birth experience. NHPR's Lauren Chuldren reports.
Callie Duquette was always interested in birth centers, but her husband TJ wasn't that into it. And besides, she delivered their first daughter, Olive, at Elliott Hospital, and it went off fine. So they figured they'd just do the same thing with their second baby. But then came coronavirus.
I just kept thinking, you're going into a hospital, like people go into the same entrance. People are breathing everywhere, touching everything. Like, I just felt like I would be bringing my newborn to a place that could potentially get her sick or me sick or my husband sick.
Many hospitals have been taking steps to keep pregnant patients separate, but Duquette still wanted another option. So she went online and found a local birthing center called the Birth Cottage. She called them up and told them she was already 39 weeks pregnant, but she was so afraid. Could they take her? She was in luck. They had just opened a new location in Salem, so there was room.
I think because of all the stress from everything that's been going on, my body was like, no, you're not ready to have this baby yet. It was kind of like holding on to her. And then once I called the birth center and I like got everything in place, I feel like my body was like, okay, you're ready. You're not anxious anymore. She's ready to come.
1 week later, Duquette started having contractions. She and her husband rushed over to the birth cottage, a place they had never been before, where she delivered their second baby, Reagan. Turns out, Reagan is the first baby to be born at the new Salem Birth Cottage. Adrian Feldhusen is the owner, and for her, delivering the baby of a woman she's never met before feels like a sign of the times. Normally, birthing centers work with patients throughout their pregnancy, and Feldhusen's birth load is about 8 to 10 babies a month. But now, women are calling every day.
I mean, I'm going to deliver my sixth baby in 8 days. And it's like feeling a little overwhelming. But, you know, we just keep going on. We keep carrying on. There's not much you can do. Babies are going to continue to come. You can cancel knee surgery. You can cancel dental surgery. You can't cancel your baby.
There are 4 freestanding birth centers in New Hampshire, and they're all experiencing this unprecedented demand. Feldhusen is trying to take on as many families as possible. That means rethinking her staffing, living in fear of running out of sanitizer, and she's had to apply for waivers from the state to admit women so close to their due date. But other midwives say they're worried that taking on too many patients so late in their pregnancy could jeopardize the quality of the birth experience. Kate Hartwell owns the Concord Birth Center.
There is so much that we put into preparing somebody to have a natural birth. Like, there's 9 months of education, birth classes, and really developing a relationship of trust so that when my first timer is in the middle of it and she looks at me and says, is this normal? She's going to believe me when I say yes.
So Hartwell says she's had to turn some families down. Sometimes it's because of space. There are only 2 midwives delivering babies at her already busy facility. Other times she can just tell. The woman on the other end of the phone isn't prepared for a birth outside of a hospital, no matter how scared she is. Lauren Chuldren, NHPR News.